I get real nervous standing up here and sharing my thoughts or blessings or whatever, especially on Sunday morning. But I remember when I was here, and I loved hearing the women share. It was always a blessing to me, and I hope that I can be that for you, and that's why I stand here. That and so Brother Wendell won't yell at me.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to talk to the sheriff, you know, for the women and the single women and the young teenage girls to use their gifts. So I just kind of wanted to exhort you to really study and look for those special things and to use your purpose here on earth. Anyway, I have a couple of verses. First of all, the other day I was being teased, and Michael was there, and Joey said, "Well, what would we do without women? What would men do without women?" He says, "We'd all be in the Garden of Eden." Anyway, and that's probably true, but it'd be awfully boring for you guys in the Garden of Eden without women. We make life interesting. In 1 Timothy 4:14, just the first part, it says, "Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy." And I'm just going to go through these. And then I have another verse in Romans 8:28. Okay, and then we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them are called according to his purpose. You know, sometimes I know that, I don't know if it's everybody or if it's just me, but a lot of times I go through phases where I feel like I don't really have much of a purpose. And I know that I do, but, and there's times where I feel like everything is really going great, and one day will go by and I am so happy and I'm so happy to be a missionary's wife and I'm so happy to live in Mexico and I start thinking, everything is so good and my husband is so wonderful and he's so handsome and my son he's such a good little boy and he's so cute and everything is just great and I'm just so happy and I'm there and I'm a missionary's wife and I'm happy to be that and God has called me to that purpose and not everyone he is called to do that but I have peace in that. But the next day or, you know, a few days later, I kind of start feeling sorry for myself and I start wondering what my purpose is and, you know, it's just a bad day and my husband is not so handsome anymore. And my kid is not so cute anymore and I'm just kind of like, what am I doing? I married not well or something. You know, I don't think that, but sometimes I just go through phases and not always, but, anyway, but I have to remember that I'm here for a reason and it's not, and I'm not necessarily talking, I have responsibilities. I have responsibility to my home, to my husband, I have responsibility to my son as a mother. To take care of my home. Those are all responsibilities and I should delight in those responsibilities. Amen. And we all should. But I have something special that no one else has. And you have something special that I don't have. And I should, remember those things that I'm not here just for my husband. And those that are single who aren't married, you're not here, your whole life shouldn't be surrounded. Well, I have nothing else to do but serve my husband. If I'm not married, I'm nothing. Well, that's not true. Use your gifts. And we all have different gifts to use. And as an example, we were talking, me and Marty and Arlene, and we had a real long talk because we're all going to work together in Querétaro. And Marty made a comment that she didn't want... her gift to her is the children. She enjoys taking care of the children. So she told me and Arlene, you know, I don't want to be selfish with the kids. If y'all want to take care of the kids, we'll take care of the kids. And And I don't want to offend y'all in that area. Me and Arlene look at each other and we're like, no, take the kids. We don't mind. You know, that's fine. If your gift is the kids, that's fine. Of course, we'll do our responsibility when she's not there, of course. My gift is not kids. I mean, I'll do it, but I'm not one who like Marty is. And neither is Arlene, is what she said. So, and Arlene was saying, well, you know, I really like teenagers. I feel like I can really get along with them good. And I like talking to women. I'm a pretty good listener. So I like hearing things, husbands, kids. I enjoy that. Anyways. So we all have a different gift, and then I can use that gift, and it doesn't have to be just because I'm married that my only gift is to my husband. Although some people would say that I have a gift being married to Michael.
Amen.
So anyway, I was just you know, for me to live is Christ, and that's all I wanted to do. And I haven't made great decisions in my whole life, but the decision that I made to serve Christ has been I would not change it for any amount of money in the world. I wouldn't change it, not for anything. I want to serve God because I don't want to get old and look back and say, you know, Terry, you messed up. The whole reason why you're here is to be a servant to God. And I wasn't even, and I didn't do any of that. I want to be here, and my whole purpose is to be God's servant and to be what He would want me to do. And that was a real fear putting me. And there are times where I'd be at home and I start thinking, what else could I have been doing? You know, your mind starts wondering, you start thinking career, if we ever came back, what would I do? But all I wanted to do was serve God and I didn't want to look back. I'm already probably going to regret a lot of things, but I did not want to regret that. I didn't want to take the time out for Him. And, you know, we're not guaranteed any time here on earth. And to the teenagers, I know you think you leave the witnessing and you leave all that up to your parents, but you know, you're not guaranteed any time on life, and you will stand before God on your own, take an account for yourself.
Amen.
So you will also look back. Well, what did I do with my friends? You know, what did I tell my friends? So you also have a gift. You use it in high school. You know, use it wherever you're at and no matter what you're doing and whatever job that you have, because it's going to be a sad time. You know, we're going to have to take an account for what we do and the decisions that we make. And I want God to be proud of my decisions. Okay.
Amen. Amen.